words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Excuse me. So here we are, we're at Pentecost. This is the day we call the birth of the church. We celebrate the entrance of the Holy Spirit. And we didn't hear about that in our scripture reading because I chose the alternate scripture for Pentecost. This is the story of Babel in Genesis. And just in case you need a recap, the people are living as one people with the same language and all is well, and they don't want it to end. So they decide to build a tower to reach God. And their motivation is to stick together and keep this uniform, homogeneous community together. Verse 4, come, let us build ourselves a city, a tower with its tops in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we shall be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Otherwise, we'll be scattered. Who wants to be scattered when everything seems to be going so well in a society where they speak the same language and they have the same words? It was out of fear of being scattered that the Israelites decided to build a tower. And as we all know too well, when fear is your motivation, especially in the Bible and in our lives, when fear is the motivation, it generally doesn't turn out well. Making choices from a place of fear will, most of the time, backfire, which is exactly what happens in this story. The very thing the people feared and tried to avoid, God causes to happen. God says, come, let us go down, which, by the way, you kind of have to love that when God says, let us go down. Who is God talking to? He's talking to other gods of the day, perhaps, but that's another sermon. God says, let's go down and confuse their language there so that they will not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused all the languages of the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all of the earth. End quote. The very thing they feared and tried to avoid, God caused. So some people interpret this story as a curse, even though the word curse is never used. God created a universe of diversity, not homogeny. And we know this. I mean, we know this from the earlier stories of creation, but you don't even need to go back to reading early Genesis to know this. Just look at creation. If you're ever wondering about God's motivations, just look at the natural world around you. True unity, especially in the Bible, doesn't come from us all being the same. It grows out of a call to discovering our unity through diversity. The people then, just as today, carry an innate desire to belong. That is in our evolutionary DNA. It goes as far back as a tribal people when if you didn't belong to your tribe, you faced life-threatening danger. And so when we don't belong to a family or a group or a community or a humanity, we come up afraid and lonely. And that turns out that is the number one reason why people turn to violent white supremacy groups is because they're desperate to belong somewhere. And so just like the people in the Genesis story, we fear being scattered. When we witness that the world is changing or our neighborhoods are changing, when we fear or fear takes over or pride takes over or self-will takes over, wanting to stay safe in our own bubble, when that takes over, we build towers. We build towers of nationalistic pride. We build towers of county pride. We build towers of even city pride. And we begin to make decisions based on fear rather than God's will for a place where we were never meant to be the same. We were never meant to use the same language or even to think the same way, except in one very important way. We're called to love one another through our differences. Unity in diversity. That's a Presbyterian foundation in our Book of Order, by the way. Earlier this week, I was in Rustic Bakery. I love going there because it's in my backyard, but also because the food is good. But I always like to connect to the people who work there. And I like it because it makes me feel like I'm living in Mayberry, you know, where I know everyone's name and I get to say, hey, how you doing today, so-and-so? But this particular day, the person behind the counter was already in a conversation with another employee. So there wasn't that break in the conversation for me to say hello. And there was also no room for me to add to the conversation because the conversation was in Spanish and I don't speak Spanish. So for that 1 minute, I was the outsider looking in. What is God calling on me to do in that minute? To build a tower out of fear of being the other? Or to use that moment as a moment of humility and trust that God is as ever present in that moment as God always is? Then yesterday, I went to someone's home who had a guest who spoke no English at all. And I introduced myself, and I could see on her face and her 8-year-old's daughter that they didn't know what I was saying, and they looked somber and a little afraid. So I smiled. And then they smiled. And then we shook hands. That's the language of the Holy Spirit. It transcends all difference and brings us together as belonging to God. This is the Sunday we celebrate the Spirit who united us into being a church, not with one language, but the ability to understand one another in ways that transcend language. God did not send the Spirit on Sunday at 10 p.m. so that it could be the most segregated hour in our nation. God sent the Spirit so that we could understand one another's native tongues in a language that transcends our differences, celebrates our differences, because difference is no longer seen as a threat or a curse. It's a blessing. Nora Jones said that we find our sound through our limitations. Now, as a singer, you explore what you can't do as much as you do what you can do. Now, I'm going to try to reach this note. I'm going to stretch myself in the trying. And when I do, I find that the notes that I can actually make take on a different kind of confidence, of expression, and that develops into my sound. Now, that's not pride. That's a humility of accepting what I cannot do and celebrating what I can. I hope you hear the metaphor because that's the church. God calls us to reach outside of our comfort zone with curiosity, not fear. When trying to reach those notes that I can't reach or to be in the company of those who don't speak the same language, literally or metaphorically, I could choose to shut down and have no part in it and get mad at the fact that I live in a world where I can't always understand the people around me, or I can try in humility to reach them, not by building a tower, but by asking God and the Spirit to help me get there. Help me be curious. Help me enter into dialogue with humility, and then we can find our own sound together. As a follower of Jesus, our sound is one of love and acceptance. Our sound is one that welcomes in the other, the outcast, the foreigner, the widow, the orphan, the hungry, the unhealthy. That's Jesus's sound, and he sang that so loudly that it got him killed on a cross. There's this one interpretation of Babel that embodies what it means to be a Christ follower. It was written by a rabbi, so the rabbi was not thinking of Jesus when he wrote it, but it embodies the way that Jesus lived his life. The rabbi writes this: "There were steps going up one side of the tower and down the other. And the people would take bricks up one side to build the tower higher and then go down the other side, having carried the bricks up. If a person fell down the stairs and died, the people didn't care. If, however, a brick was dropped and broke, they would weep and wail, saying, 'Oh no, when will we be able to get another brick up here?'" The point is to call out how ludicrous as a people we can all be when we become so hyper-focused on our own ability of what we can accomplish together towards greatness, that we forget who we're hurting in the process. When we lose sight of the suffering of human beings for the sake of progress, we're living antithetically to the way Jesus led his life. If Jesus had a unique sound, it was one of compassion for all of God's people. So what is our sound as a people and as a local church? As I said earlier, this is 4 years together. I've learned a lot in 4 years. And I am more grateful than ever for God calling me to this church. And I'll tell you why. It's because we're not like-minded in the ways of the world. We have a difference of opinion. Now, the Protestant way is to not talk too much about that. And I've really tried to respect that, even when I don't want to. But the fact that we have difference of opinion, different ways of looking at the world, it's a gift. Because it's required me, as your pastor, to read more, to enter into dialogue with curiosity, to be sensitive to the diverse ways of thinking about ideas and history. And personally, I have learned so much. Now, there are so many people in our country these days who only surround themselves with people who think exactly as they think. So much so that the primary thing that bonds them is who they hate. Now, that's just not a healthy foundation for a group of friends any more than it is for a church. And so we celebrate today on Pentecost that what we value most is a God who is calling on us to learn from our differences. We love one another because we are inextricably bound together by something greater than ourselves, something rooted in compassion and love. We call that God. We call that Christ, and we call that Spirit. And when the Spirit enters the scene in Acts, all of a sudden everyone understands one another's native tongues because the Spirit is at work. When we allow that to happen, We do so out of recognizing our own limitations. Our limitations are a gift. God's response at Babel was not a curse, it was a gift. It was a gift of limitation, as we are forever reminded by God that we are not God, and thank God for that. The Spirit is our lead, our guide, our way. It takes enormous letting go of fear, letting go of control, and trusting in a God who never created us to be the same. But God did create us to be equal in love and rooted in compassion. So allow your limitations to create your song. And let us pray to God for a church song on this birthday. A song that sings of unity in diversity and lives out in here what the world needs out there. Amen.